Hey, this is Eric.
And this is Anna.
And welcome to this episode of Japan Top 10, where we're counting down the top 20 of 2019. Japan Top 10. The new year's coming, and that means we got some changes to our podcast. Please check out our website at jtop10.jp for a full list of all the changes that will be occurring on our podcast in the new year. And please let us know if you have any feedback about these changes. At number 10, it's Kenshi Yonezu with Uma to Shika.
Number 10. Yugande kizu darake no haru Masui mo utasu ni aruita Karada no oku soko de hibiku Ikitari nai to tsuyoku Mada ajiwau sa噛み終えた噛むの味冷め切れない今もここで一つ一つなくした果てにようやくのこったものこれが愛じゃなければ何と呼ぶのか僕は知らなかった
this song has been chosen as the theme song for the TBS drama No Side Game, a drama about rugby coinciding with the timing of the Rugby World Cup held in Japan in 2019.
The single was released in three versions: the No Side Edition in pure white packaging with a real whistle included, the video version including the CD as well as a DVD with footage from the 2019 tour, and the regular version including the CD.
Before debuting with his real name and voice, Kinshi Yonezu wrote music for Vocaloids under the name Hachi.
Continuing our countdown, for number 9, we have Bump of Chicken singing Aurora.
Number 9.
This song is being used as a theme song for the Japanese drama Good Wife.
Aurora is the third track on Bubba Chicken's 9th studio album, Aurora Arc. The record includes 9 of the band's previously released tracks, along with 5 not yet released songs.
It's often assumed that the group's memorable name means goosebumps, but the name Bump of Chicken is actually an overly literal translation from the Japanese Jakusha no Hangeki, meaning weaklings fight back.
The members have all known each other since kindergarten, hailing from Sakura, Chiba, Japan, and have been active as Bump of Chicken since 1994.
Wow, powering strong.
What is that, 15 years now? Time has flown by.
That's an entire teenager.
That band's learning how to drive right now.
If you've ever thought of applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join. for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance.
At number 8, and not for the last time, it's official Hikadandism with Shukume.
Number 8.
Yeah.
The 2019 ABC Summer National Baseball Tournament chose official Hige Dandism's Shukume, meaning fate, as the main theme and fight song for the huge event. The powerful brass arrangement is just right to pump up the crowds and feed the excitement as the students give their all in a battle in the summer heat.
Man, would I love to, like, watch a Japanese high school sports competition. They just get so hyped up.
I've read enough baseball manga to know that it's probably the most intense thing going on in the world at any given moment.
I want to witness one so badly. Official Hige Dandism, usually shortened to Higedan, is a piano pop group whose singles have recently held a lot of influence from R&B and soul. Very successfully, as their hold on the charts in Japan and international streaming services continues.
The group made their big debut in 2018, and their first major album, Traveler, was only released recently on October 9th, 2019.
Really recent.
So recent.
In spot number 7, we have Emma singing I Beg You.
Number 7.
Aware mi yo kudasai. Ochita kotori ni sotto fureru you na kanashimi yo kudasai. Namida kunde mi oroshite kawaisou da to kuchi ni dashite kutsu no saki de korogashite mo kamawanai wa yogorete demo ii kara to doro darake no te o totte ne wa ni natte odori no shou mizawari na uzo muzo wa subete tabete shimai no shou surprise wa tai no tai kurai ga ii wa la 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 Kotori wa sayonara nante iinakute ai o koshigusa de tamarikonde tsutsumashi tsumori de ita lie lie it's a lie not a lie mo tsurai sanzan kizutsuite yasashii sekai ni
Kira kira yume no naka.
Emma's I Beg You is being used as the main theme of the anime Fates Day Night, Heavens Feel 2, Lost Butterfly.
The music video does not feature the artist herself, but rather Minami Hamabe, a popular actress, and was directed by film director Takahiro Miki.
This is not the first time Emma has lent her talents for use in anime. She holds a prolific portfolio in the industry. Along with other songs for the Fates Day Night series, she has also performed songs for Gundam UC, Natsuyuki Rendezvous, and many others.
Emma's interest in music is lifelong, and by the age of 15, she had used her voice to the point of damaging her vocal cords. Undergoing silence therapy is purported to be the cause of her mature voice.
That's so unfortunate.
Hey, you! Join our Patreon Donors Club! If you want to hear double the amount of songs on this episode, join our Patreon Donors Club, starting at only $1 a month. For details, see our website at jtop10.jp/club. At number 6, it's Wasure Rare Nai No by Sakan Action.
Number 6.
Thank you.
The group's name combines the words sakana, meaning fish, and action. The band has said that the name is a reflection of their wish to act quickly and lightly, like a fish in the water, not worrying about changes in the music industry.
In their music videos, serious topics are often portrayed in silly situations, such as super retro themes or cheerleading. Although their newest album, which includes this single, was released in June of this year, the music video is very convincingly shot to seem as if it was produced in the 80s.
On November 1st, the television program Jonetsu Tairiku featured a segment in which Sakanakshin's lead singer, Ichiro Yamaguchi, used binaural sound recording to introduce his sound projects. The technology requires the listener to wear headphones and creates a 3D effect of listening to the music as if one were in the room with the artist.
Coming up in number 5, we have King Nyu singing Hakujitsu.
Number 5.
取り返しのつかない過ちの一つや二つくらい誰にでもあるよね。そんなもんだろう。本当にそれよ。まさかに生まれ変わって人生一から始めようが。へばりついてならない地続きの今を歩いて。
This song is the theme song for the NTV Saturday drama Inosensu Enzai Bengoshi, or Innocence, Fight Against False Charges. The drama revolves around lawyer Taku Kurakawa, an attorney holding several not guilty verdicts for clients under his belt, and considered a miracle in Japan, with its nearly 100% guilty rate.
Hey, I played a lot of a video game called Judgment, and I think I know my ways ins and outs of the Japanese law system.
Wow.
If you play that game, you know what I mean. The band actually visited the filming site and met with the lead actor, Kentaro Sakaguchi, among others, and remarked on the impressiveness of the sets and the skill of the actors.
According to NTV, lead actor Sakaguchi mentioned he felt the song expressed the not a single color worldview that the drama held, in that it portrays good and bad, winning and losing, and things that cannot be expressed in black and white. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Rekka, by sending her an email at rekka@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
At number four, it's 1OK Rock with Wasted Nights.
Number four.
Must be something in the water. Feel like I can take the world. Throw the weight up on my shoulders, 'cause I won't even feel the burn. Don't be afraid to dive. Be afraid that you didn't try. These moments remind us why we're here, we're so alive. Let's live like we're immortal.
In February, 1OK Rock came back to release their first album in 2 years, Eye of the Storm, which this song is featured on.
The album is available in two versions, the Japanese version, sold only in Japan, and the English version, sold outside of Japan. The two types are mostly the same, excluding the 12th track, which is Unforgettable in the English version, and Can't Wait in the Japanese version.
1OK Rock is heading to Australia again for a tour in 2020, and along with them will be American band Set It Off and Australian natives Stateside.
Coming down to our top three, we again have Official Higedandism singing Pretender for spot number three.
Number three.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
綺麗だ。
Pretender is the theme song to the popular drama The Confidence Man JP, the story of con men and women turning the tables and swindling the Yakuza for their money. The band helped promote the drama by performing their song at related events.
And having played a game called Yakuza, I can tell you that never goes well. Higadon's explosive rise to the popularity has not shown signs of slowing, with singles being released and thrown into the peaks of Japanese music charts consistently throughout the year. Once again on our countdown at number two, it's Aimeon with her single Harunohi.
Number two.
僕らは何も見
見えない未来を誓い合った「おかえりなさいと」「小さく揺れる賭けを踏む幸せ」
「Haru no Hi」is Imyeon's seventh single and is the theme song of the recent Crayon Shin-chan movie titled Crayon Shin-chan Honeymoon Hurricane, The Lost Hiroshi.
The music video was directed by Tomokazu Yamada, who worked on Imyeon's past videos for Marigold and Konya Kono Mama. The video was shot in Shizuoka Prefecture, and scenes of drastic weather changes can be seen, representing emotion and the cycle in which it changes. The director, Yamada, stated in an interview, "We shot the video as if taking a trip to an imagined landscape, one where we see human romance unfold."
The single was released both in a regular edition and in a Crayon Shin-chan edition. Have you ever watched Shin-chan?
No.
Oh, I mean, it's the American version certainly takes some liberties, but if you like stupid humor, it's great. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
And to finish our countdown, in the number one spot, we have Back Number singing Happy Birthday.
Number one.
してとるんだろう。もう背は伸びないくせに着信の音で飛び起きたけど損したな君かと思ったのに何かの手違いで好きになってくれないかな。どうにも君のいない場所は空気が薄くてさ、くだらない話は思いつくのに、君を抱きしめていい理由だけが見つからない。知らないけれど好きという名前の痛みになら詳しいかも。君にも教えてあげたいけれど結局教わるのは俺だろう。このまま今日が終わり明日が来れば
縮まらないこの距離を風に君も綱引きにもならないやり取りをもっと単純な名前で呼んであげられるよ何一つ終われないけど辻褄もきっと合ってない物語の続きに一人よがりの毎日にハッピーバースデー君に言ってほしいだけくだらない話は思いつくのに君を抱きしめて手が見つからない ああそうかそうだよなハッピーバースデー片思いの俺ハッピーバースデー片思いの俺
This is the theme for the television drama Hajimete Koe wo Shita Hi ni Yomu Hanashi, or A Story to Read on the Day You've Fallen in Love. The drama stars established actress Kyoko Fukada and tells the story of a struggling teacher who by chance has three interesting men of different types appear in front of her.
A new album, From Back Number, was released in March of this year with Happy Birthday as its title track. The album includes two other tracks and instrumentals for all three songs.
Last year, Back Number went on a tour hitting 5 spots. This year, they toured again, this time performing at 18 venues with 36 shows for their No Magic Tour. This tour included Happy Birthday in the set list and concluded in Okinawa in late September.
We want to thank everyone for a great 2019 and thank all of our listeners who made this year a memorable one. We also want to extend our thanks to those who tuned in and supported us this decade. As it comes to an end, we won't forget all those who made J-Top 10 the show it currently is. 2020 is coming and so is the Tokyo Summer Olympic Games. And we can't wait to share with you what comes from Japan in the new year.
And to start off the new year, our first episode of 2020 will be my selection for Artist of the Month. And it will be released immediately after the new year hits.
All right, everyone. I hope everyone out there has a great holiday season. Make sure you eat plenty of KFC and strawberry Christmas cake. I'm Eric.
And this is Anna.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to rate and subscribe. And have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Japan.